Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you're watching Going In Raw. You like that?
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife.
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you'll be listening to right here at YouTube.com/ Steve Larson, available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and the notify bell next to it to make sure that you're always getting your new Going In Raw content, your daily notifications, Larson. Make sure you're also listening to us. If you're listening to us, that is, leave us a rating or a review or a comment on the CastBox app. We'll respond, maybe, with the thanks, friendo. Although it's been a while since I've gone and just done a bunch of them.
Yeah.
If you're on the Apple iOS podcast app, that's another great way to listen to us and leave a rating or review. It really helps the show, and it's a free and easy way to help support Going In Raw. An easy and non-free. Don't. We'll get to that in a second because I got a present for you.
I already saw the rug.
Ross want. No, that's not a present for you. That's a present for my feet. Oh. Luscious shag carpeting, Larson. I'm very excited about live streaming after you show me that dinosaur thing. That's a real thing.
Oh, you went to the dinosaur backdrop?
Yes. Are you kidding me?
I found another
one.
It's
amazing.
I was trying to find a backdrop to make it look like we were in the arena.
Mm-hmm.
The best I can find is almost like a pointless style depiction of like a large audience as if it was in a baseball or a football
game. That's great.
Game.
Yeah. Whatever. A new one for each pay-per-view.
Well, it might get a little expensive. Dinosaur's best bet.
How much is the dinosaur one?
Oh, like $30, I think.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. There you go. Anyway, no, I'm good with dinosaurs. Then we can get some lawn chairs and some fake plants, or real ones if you want to embark on that.
Well, if it's gonna be dinosaur themed, we shouldn't have any chairs. We should just have like some tree stumps or something.
I like vegetation. I like
no, the vegetation's fine. That's fitting with the theme.
Some tree stumps?
There wasn't lawn chairs in the Jurassic period.
Well, how do you know that?
Because there weren't people.
They would have disintegrated by now. How do you know there are no people?
Well, I mean, I know what the fossil record tells us. There was no people back
but
then.
But have you seen it for yourself? Let me ask you something, Larson. Have you gone up to space to confirm yourself with your very own eyes that the Earth is, in fact, not flat?
Brandon Lusala, $2. Is Larson sneeze vomiting real? Not today. I'm good, man.
All right. So we're doing this live. I don't know if we're going to be able to do this every Friday live. I like the idea, though. I enjoy doing this live.
It's a good bookend to the week. We do live news on Monday, live news on Friday. Of course, today we're doing it live because I wasn't feeling well yesterday. I feel much better today.
Yeah.
Thank you for everybody on Twitter and comments and videos offering me some get well soons. Feel much better today.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad your tummy is not bothering you. I do have a present for you, though.
Produce this gift.
I was at Walmart this morning getting the shag carpet.
Right.
Hey, look, say what you will about Walmart, people. It's the only place you can get a $30 5x7 shag carpet.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah, probably not long. And I found something that I think you'll appreciate. You know how you always tell me, I'm going to preface this. You know how you always tell me I need to be more adventurous with my food?
You? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you need to be more adventurous with your shirts. We're coming up to summertime. What do I
like
to wear?
You got to be a tank top.
What do I like to wear during summertime?
Oh, God.
When I'm not on camera, that is, because nobody needs to see my translucent skin on my shoulders, I got a tank top for you.
All right.
But you have to wear it because
I don't have to do anything.
Not on the show.
I don't have
like
to
at
do
the
anything.
Gym when you're hanging out. I just want you to try it. Will you just try it? They didn't have this in extra large. They had it in baby boy
so
size.
You're gonna live vicariously through me.
Yeah, basically.
Well, come on, let's see what it is now.
You're talking about, you're going to the gym a lot. You got the gun show going on.
Well, I also have really hairy shoulders.
People need to see the guns, man.
No, they don't.
Anyways, I got you the most chill shirt.
Let's see.
That they possibly had there.
Oh, that's pretty chill.
This is the most chill shirt.
Super tranquilo.
Look at the other side.
Oh, God. Corona.
Corona is the most chill beer you could possibly
put
have.
Put that in my puke bowl over here.
You're going to be the most chill guy at the gym.
Thank you.
Just rocking it.
Thank you.
I want pictures.
Come on, man.
I think this is Space Pigs. Amazed after watching Y2J return to New Japan. That's the spoiler.
We'll get to that in just a second.
Before we started, while we were in the waiting room, I noticed some talk about Bobby Lashley news. Apparently, that someone
breaking news.
Broke news that he was released. That's from 2007. It started going around. The problem is, like WWE, when they have those statements, there's no date on them. But I searched, you know, Bobby Lashley, WWE.com, because I saw it on Twitter a couple times. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, Google has a date for when the thing was posted in 2007. So unless there's something I don't know about, Bobby Lashley has not been released. He's still with the company.
That little the company that said we erroneously reported on this, can we respond with a gif of Will Ferrell saying, idiot, from, what was that one, Wedding Crashers?
Yeah.
Oh, man, what a mess. Anyway, speaking of idiots, Hulk Hogan might be making his WWE return very shortly, Larson.
Oh, dear.
Brother. They got to be careful with this one. Anyways, from TMZ, TM Sports has learned.
TMZ Sports, not TM Sports.
TMZ Sports. TMZ Sports has learned plans to bring Hulk Hogan back to the squared circle are currently underway. We've learned Hulk and high-ranking WWE officials have been in touch recently, and it's been positive. TMZ adds, in fact, we're told when the WWE made plans for an event in Saudi Arabia, one of the members of the royal family specifically asked for Hulk to participate. Keep in mind also that this person in the Saudi royal family also wanted Yokozuna and Ultimate Warrior, two other people who were dead.
Yeah.
While that's obvious that didn't happen, TMZ states it triggered a dialogue between the two sides and that WWE wants to bring Hulk back, quote, but everyone wants to make sure it's done the right way. TMZ also adds, we're told everyone wants to be sensitive to the audience that was offended by the racist rant, which is a lot of people, while showing Hulk's learned from his mistakes and is a changed man. I guess, yeah. Well, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, if he wants to show that he's a changed man, he has to do some more stuff.
Yeah, he should probably change. And so WWE issued, in response to this report, WWE issued the following statement. WWE applauds the work Hulk Hogan is doing with Boys and Girls Clubs of America to turn what was a negative into a positive by helping young people learn from his mistake. While he has taken many steps in the right direction since we parted ways, Hogan is not currently under contract to WWE. PW Insider.
Oh, here, I'll read this. I can read. They followed up on the Hogan involved in the Greatest Royal Rumble thing. They added, PWInsider.com can independently confirm that at one point Hogan's name was discussed in creative pitches for that show with the idea of Hogan returning to the company at that event as a surprise. As WWE got closer to the event, the idea of Hogan appearing dissipated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you actually saw the there's a quote from the.
Oh yeah, Hogan was inducted into the Boys and Girls Club of America Hall of Fame, I think.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yeah, is that what it was? Something like that. Yeah, Alumni Hall of Fame. And this is from Cage Side Seats. Here's the quote, or at least part of his speech he gave when addressing, you know, what happened. Quote, with this foundation, I can be accountable. I can learn from my mistakes, and I can move forward. And what's so cool now is working with the Boys Club, I have a chance to help these kids not make the mistake I made, being at the wrong place at the wrong time or saying the wrong words.
Okay. This is a bit. Go back to that quote really quick so I can break it down a bit. Here's kind of the problem with this, okay? The quote is, and this is out of context from his entire speech. I'm just going by what this quote says.
This is the quote that's been making the rounds at other places too.
So there might be trying to give all sides the benefit of the doubt for this, okay? And I personally don't really want to see him back. I don't think there's a need for him to be back. Just creatively speaking, I don't think there's a need for it. The problematic thing is this quote right here. And he says, working with the Boys Club, I have a chance to help these kids not make the mistake I made, comma, being at the wrong place at the wrong time. Number one, that was not a mistake of his. That was not that being at the what did you think he's referring to? The blowjob thing?
I guess.
I mean, maybe that was the wrong place, wrong time. Being at the wrong place where your friend has positioned a hidden camera.
That might be what he means.
That's not really a mistake. Your buddy deceived you.
Yeah, yeah.
Being the mistake might be at the wrong place, meaning getting... And because he was married at the time, right, or something like that, or his,
no, Hogan wasn't.
Hogan wasn't, but his friends, yeah. So that's, I mean, they're consenting adults, whatever. That's not even. And then he says, or saying the wrong words. That it's not the words necessarily that you said; it's the thinking behind the words. If you want to teach the kids in the Boys and Girls Club anything, it's don't be a flipping racist, man. And if you're not a racist, then those words won't come out. It's not just saying words that are bad. It's the thinking behind the words. It's the mindset behind it. So being in the wrong place at the wrong time, aka being on tape or something, that's just, that just happens. That's not a mistake. He didn't know that was going to happen. Saying those words is terrible because there's the mindset behind it. You want to teach them about inclusion. You want to teach them about tolerance. You want to teach them, most importantly, about the history that leads to that mindset of this country. That's what you want to teach, not don't be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Now, giving, again, trying to give somebody the benefit of the doubt, maybe that's his way of saying mindsets need to change. I can kind of give the benefit of the doubt there, maybe. But... you know, if he really thinks that, you know, I shouldn't have been caught on tape. That's not what you take away from that. So, I mean, that being said, from a wrestling standpoint, I don't know. I mean, I saw Twitter Alive today. Our friend Dave Schilling said, I don't really want this. And I'm paraphrasing his tweet.
Oh, yeah.
He's from the Masked Man podcast.
Yeah.
He said, you know, I'm not a huge fan of online petitions, but if there's any time for people out there who, you know, who were offended by this, and a lot of our friendos in our community, myself included, I know you included, were, you know, I don't see a need.
Oh, there's no need for
No need for Hulk Hogan
there's
to
no
come
need
back.
Come back, and if they think there could potentially be some financial benefit to him returning based on name value, they got to keep in mind that his return is going to alienate a lot of fans, and that's the point that Dave Schilling brought up on Twitter this morning, you know, in relation to that tweet about the petition. And our friend Robert Stack has alluded to as much as well, that if they were to bring him back, that he would no longer support the product. So,
yeah. We have a couple of, I mean, I know this is a dicey issue, man, and I'm not looking to get into a whole, you know, talk about, you know, race relations and you know, societal stuff, but It is a massive thing, you know, for like the guy who, you know, had been the face of the company, arguably, you know, especially the legacy face of the company for decades, you know, to have affected people in that manner. And then to say, oh, well, he gave a couple speeches in which he kind of still seems oblivious. I mean, I know in 2016 he went on Good Morning America. He did
The View.
He went on like a sort of a mini apology tour.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, look, if his mindset has changed, if he's, I mean, people can change, and I hope that, you know, he did. I hope that his, you know, he honestly understands, you know, the problem there.
Yeah.
But trying to communicate that when people are just trying to sit there and watch wrestling, I'm sorry, but there's no need for it. You like, they feature him in historical things, and I think that's fine because, you know, that would be weird for them not to. But is there really a need? Is this simply because of the Saudi thing? I mean, we've heard for months, for years, that they've wanted to sort of bring him back at the right time in the right place. I honestly just don't know. I mean, he's not going to be on weekly TV, I wouldn't think.
And again, he's not going to add anything to the product creatively.
Right, exactly, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't really see what he's going to add, you know, to the televised product, period, so.
Yeah. We got a couple super chats here. I'm trying to scroll up on these super chats. Oh, here we go. Yay, I can do it. Let's see here. Adam Mayhem, $5. He says, "Hello, Larson. Time for some chit chat with the champ. Hope you have a great stream, Steve. I don't like you lately. I'll reserve you a seat all the way to the peg. No, tomorrow night, we're going to Virgil Flynn III Productions right here in Sacramento. Tomorrow night, it should be a lot of fun. Blue Pants, Leva Bates is going to be there.
Yeah, man, that's going to be
cool. That's really cool. It's the, what is it, Hardcore Super 8 Tournament?
Something like that,
is that
yeah.
what it's called?
Yeah.
So it sounds really cool. I'm sorry, Adam Mayhem. I want my third row seat, please.
No, you're in the back.
No? I have to be in that sad? Maybe I'll hop up a couple seats.
No way.
Hacksaw Higgins, $2. Cold Water Corporation has its non-vomiting leader back. For now,
no. I mean, I'm good on the vomiting. It's not going to happen.
Space Pigs, $5. Can you guys tell Mikey Omega, the leader of the owner of the Friendoverse Facebook group, to stop letting people post fake news?
Hilton posted in the Friendoverse?
Is Hilton posting in the Friendoverse? Can a fictional character have a real Facebook account?
I don't know.
That's weird. Our good friend, Mr. Dope, $5, says, bleep Hogan, keep his racist butt out of here, period. Signed, Mr. Dope. Let's see here. Connor plays touch butt in the park, $4. Hulk Hogan will probably return. TD Lincor, $2. Would Neville fit better on SmackDown? Or the new 205
we'll
live.
We'll get to that when we talk Neville.
Mr. Michael Law says, Vince said the N-word. Remember live on air when he was trying to be whatever he was trying to be, and he says no one cared back then. I can't explain it. I mean, social media, things were so different back then in terms of like how social media sort of, you know, opened things up, I think. I'm sure there's essays that could be written on the subject. But people care now, man. People care about that stuff now.
Yeah.
So let's see here. Wrestling Botchcast. What would be enough to believe Hulk Hogan has changed? I don't know, man. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's kind of one of those things I'd have to see it to really get a grasp on it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I do believe the guy for... I'll put it this way. For a man whose ego obviously is so huge... Or at least his understanding of his position within the industry as being kind of untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
To come crashing down so hard in the public eye, I think would be pretty humbling. I really do think that. If it's enough to make him change to the point that people could be entertained by him again, I don't know. I'd have to look at him and not see that now, you know, that's what it'd take for me. And I'd look at him and not think about that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know. It's kind of difficult. Travis Dayton, $2. Who would you rather see return than Hulk Hogan? Oh, that's easy, man. CM Punk.
Yeah.
I want to see CM Punk come back.
Yeah.
He was my favorite, man.
I know you absolutely love CM Punk.
He was my favorite. You know what I'm going to do this weekend? I'm going to go out and get a Pepsi tattoo right here in honor of CM Punk.
Well, he has it on his shoulder.
I'm not going to do it on my shoulder, man.
Why not?
Because then they can't see it unless I start sporting my tank tops.
The Cobra logo.
Maybe I'll do that too, yeah. I'm not going to do any of that.
No, you're not.
I am thinking of getting a couple new tattoos.
What are you going to get?
I don't know. Maybe your face?
Can I get your face? Want that? You really want that on you?
Can I do that? I'll get your face right here. So I'll just go ahead. It's upside down, so it's right side up.
I'll only allow you to get my face tattooed on you if you do it over your heart.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't have a say in that. Okay. I'll probably get it on a butt cheek.
All right, that's fine, too.
Space Pigs, $5. If Hulk does return, will he get a pop or a whimper? It'll probably be like a...
Be a mixed reaction, I'm guessing.
Yeah. People are kind of savvy these days, man. There's a lot of people probably don't want to see that happen.
Oh, yeah. There is a lot of people
don't know. He'd have to, I'll put it this way. We can just speculate. He'd have to have a really buzzworthy apology moment that was kind of not in front of fans first.
Yes.
You know, like we had said, Legends with JBL, if he really hit it out of the park and convinced everybody that, you know, he had done a bad thing and things had changed, and really ate shit. You know, if he really needs to eat shit.
Yeah.
You know, then he might get it. Then he might get more of a pop than booze. People might pop just for the shock value alone.
Yeah, it might be.
Being there in the historical moment of him coming back would generate a pop anyways. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I'll get your name in Chinese, but then I'll tell the guy, I'll say, but trick me and put like your favorite Chinese food menu item on my... There you go. Can I get a bowl of teriyaki chicken, but like that morphs into your face? Like the top is teriyaki chicken and then
all
it's
right.
your face.
All right.
Oh, man. Another super chat from Dark Shadows Zake.
$5. Hey, guys. Just want to say what's up and thank you for being the reason why friends and I started a wrestling-like podcast.
Whoa, hold on. Competition. Uh-uh. No, we got to take him down.
Hey, man.
No. Who is this Dark Shadows Zake? Man, give us the name of your podcast.
Yeah, what's the name of your show?
Let us pimp it out for you. Anyways.
Oh, you want to talk about Neville now?
Yeah, let's talk about Neville now.
So this is from bodyslam.net, and it's kind of light news, but it could be indicative of...
Non-news!
I won't say non-news.
Non-news!
Light.
Oh, speaking of which, now that we're past the heavy stuff, I want to promote... Today I started... It's the 4th of...
Oh,
it's
yeah.
The May the 4th be with you day. It's Star
yeah,
Wars Day.
A clever day to put up your new Star Trek podcast.
I didn't even realize it was happening.
Happy accident, Steve.
Yeah, so today I started... me with Big Jim, we start our Star Trek podcast. It's called The Four Lights. It's over at youtube.com/Friendoville. Go check it out. It's two guys talking about friggin' Star Trek. Oh, nerd alert. All right, Neville.
Neville, so this is from bodyslam.net. Quote, a source recently indicated that to Body Slam managing editor Brad Shepard that WWE superstar Neville is no longer living in Florida.
Uh-oh.
And moved back to the UK a while ago. Also, a second source indicated to Shepard that they haven't heard his name mentioned internally in WWE in ages.
They're too busy trying to bring a racist back.
Dark Shadow Zake, $5 from Under the Ring.
From Under the Ring. And then Parzival, $5 says, how much do you bet Brooke Hogan's going to debut? That's not going to happen.
Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
What's her face? Noelle Foley would debut before she does.
Yeah. So of these two bits of information, I would consider the first bit more salient to his WWE return or not, because
yeah.
if he's not living in the States, it's harder for him to make to come back to WWE. It's pretty simple.
Well,
he goes to NXT and travels to Orlando once a month for the tapings.
Well, the physical act, I mean, you can have a house anywhere. The physical act of returning just takes one plane
flight.
But
if you're going to... Yeah, I know, but if you're going to... Based on WWE's travel schedule, if you're going to be a full-time WWE talent and you're here in the States touring 5 days a week and you got to spend an entire day just to go back home, sleep in your own bed in the United Kingdom,
and you'll
wake up...
Yeah, you'll get to be there for all of 8 hours.
Not even that. Fly all the way back.
Yeah.
Depending on where in the States. You got to make connecting flights, which means layovers.
Yeah.
No. No, it's just not feasible.
We should move to England, man. You want to move to England?
Not really.
Take the show on the road, be freaking collabing with Cultaholic
That'd
all
be fun
the time.
And all, but I have family here. You
every
know?
Day.
So I like to see my family.
Well, no, you take your wife and kids with you.
I mean,
I would too.
My extended family.
And I'm not saying we get a flat together.
My extended family.
Like oh.
My parents.
You know, take them with, fly them out, put them in some crates. That's what I'll do with mine. Mine are in flipping Paraguay half the time anyways, man. Did V produce this? $5. I'm curious to know, how does Larson see Miz becoming champion on SmackDown? I'm a huge mark for Miz, and I expect it to happen before
if he wins
SummerSlam.
Money in the Bank and cashes in on Daniel Bryan, it can happen.
Mm-hmm. I think that world title is going to travel a bit, man. I think it's going to change
I hope not,
hands.
One of my predictions for the year that AJ is going to have that belt for a while.
Oh, for the entire year, really?
Well, not for the entire year, for... A good chunk of the year.
Yeah.
Which could still come to pass, but.
Now you kind of have to define that, don't you? November?
Well, for 9 months total.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good.
Doesn't have to be one continuous run.
That's a long chunk.
Yeah.
So Neville's not coming back. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
We don't know. Do we have any clue when his contract is up?
And they can also do the thing.
And have they frozen it yet?
That's what I was going to say. That if you're not performing, you know, they've done it with Rey Mysterio and Daniel Bryan. When you're not performing due to injury, they can freeze your contract until they have. Like Daniel Bryan, his contract restarted because they had him be GM of SmackDown.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But they could have frozen his contract this whole time.
How long can they do that for? How long can they freeze somebody's contract?
I don't know.
I guess as long as they're still paying him.
Maybe, yeah.
And they do it in perpetuity? Forever?
I don't know if they'd be up for that.
I don't think they can do that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. He's probably making a lot of money.
I hope so.
So, yeah, that's a bummer. I like Neville a lot.
Me too.
Like
he's great.
Yeah, but...
Hopefully he's happy.
Yeah, I don't know. I doubt he's just, like, sulking the entire time.
He's not sad, Neville.
What was his beef again? Jobbing to Enzo's gone. He's retired from pro
wrestling.
Well,
I think he wanted more opportunities than Maybe he was either told.
Does he know it's all fake?
Maybe he was told, or at least was under the impression that if you're on 205 Live, you're just on 205 Live, and there's no opportunities for, you know, spots on the card on Raw or SmackDown. Maybe he just wanted more for himself. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. Probably just wanted a better shirt. The shirt was terrible.
Yeah, the shirt was terrible.
It was awful.
I mean, that was the final straw. You saw that shirt and it's like, okay, these people here have no idea what they're doing.
They really don't, yeah. Travis Dayton, $2, says, oh, I hate people who say Hogan is the GOAT. Oh, I hate them so much. He was like a number one guy for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But he never was much of a wrestler.
No, he wasn't. I did see yesterday somebody on the internet posted a video from 93.
Was that the one where you're saying the IWGP title was the real title and the WWF title was a stepping stone or something like that?
A stepping stone. You know the funny thing about it? Fantastic promo.
Huh.
Because he wasn't doing, and it always kind of makes me wonder, or it's made me wonder for the last 12 hours since I've seen it. Like, what if he adopted a more real, because it was a much more realistic approach.
He wasn't talking like this?
No, he wasn't. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was talking with his normal voice. Yeah. And he said the word bullshit once, which was cool. It was really effective. What if he like changed with the times and just stopped doing that other stuff? You know, I wonder if he could have elongated his career in WWF or I don't know. I mean, he did fine for himself, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And now he's like a freaking multi-millionaire thanks to that Gawker lawsuit, huh? Let's see here. Next up, we've got some new spoilers coming up.
Yeah, yeah. If you haven't watched Wrestling Dontaku Night 2 yet, then stop watching.
Once again.
Mute us. Or watch something else for a while.
Once again, give it up to Matthew Ade for spoiling. Although it would have been spoiled regardless.
Yeah, it was all over Twitter.
It was all over the place. I didn't stay up to watch wrestling. What is it?
Dontaku. I was going to try to watch it this morning, but they hadn't uploaded the VOD yet.
What does Dontaku mean?
I have no idea.
Can I look it up while you give some results?
Yes, please do.
So, and did we do predictions for this?
I think so.
Nice.
Wrestling Dontaku Night 2 is the last major show before Dominion, which is, you know, probably next to Wrestle Kingdom, their top show of the year.
Sure.
And so some major developments. New Japan has been hyping the return of Bone Soldier. He returned, attacked Will Ospreay, and he is, how do you pronounce his name? Taiji
Ishimori.
Ishimori.
Yeah, he's great.
He is Bone Soldier now. He was wrestling recently in Impact a little bit.
Listen, man, this is why you got to watch Impact. I'm telling you. This is why you got to watch Impact, because the stars of the future are there today. Listen to these names. Scott Steiner, Conan.
Those are the stars of yesterday there today.
Jimmy Jacobs.
Here's the thing. He went to Impact for a little bit, maybe realized, no.
Who is that?
Ishimori. Like, nah, I'm good.
He had some hot matches. He had a guy, I think, a match against Matt Sydal. That might have been last night. I forget. But anyway.
No, last night he was Bone Soldier.
Well, yeah, but they taped Impact like 5 months ago.
Also, Chris Jericho, despite his protests, was in fact not done with New Japan because he returned in a Los Ingobernables de Jericho shirt.
Los Ingobernables de Jericho.
Get into the ring disguised as LIJ fan with Bushi mask, it looked like. Attack Naito, took off Bushi mask, made Naito bleed him with the ring bell. So we're getting this match either at Dominion or at a G1 special in San Francisco.
I'm looking for I want to see if they got the Jericho Los the LI.
Oh, probably
Jericho
not, man.
Shirt.
It's probably gonna be a little bit. They'll have it in the run up to the match though. And third, Okada defeated Tanahashi, breaking Tanahashi's record for most successful title defenses. And afterwards, he more or less said, "I beat everybody," but you know, Kenny Omega. Our series of matches is in a tie right now. He challenged Kenny Omega to a match at Dominion. No time limit. Omega came out to the ring and said, "I'll do you one better. Best 2 out of 3 falls." Okada insisted on keeping that no time limit. So at Dominion, the main event, we're going to get Okada Omega 4, best 2 out of 3 falls, no time limit. They can go for 2 hours. How would that? That would be incredible.
Man, they need to take it back to the days of Farmer Brown.
10 hours.
Yeah, like a 5-hour catch-as-catch-can match.
Yeah.
That's what they got to do. What a great word or phrase, catch-as-catch-can.
I know.
That's awesome. I don't even know what it means. I know it's catch wrestling.
Yeah.
What is? I feel like you and I could do some catch wrestling.
Yeah.
And be totally fine.
I think
fine.
This is more like shoot style wrestling.
I wouldn't throw my back out if I did collar and elbow.
Well, if that's all you did was collar
and
elbow.
It's just lockups.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's just like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like
it's
it'd
leverage.
Be fine. Yeah, leverage. Exactly. You'd probably beat me at a catch-as-catch-can match because you're tiny and wiry.
Quicker, yeah.
Like that. But then you're beefing up, so you got strength now on
yeah,
your
man.
Side?
Ooh. Yeah.
Can I just manage you as the latest catch-as-catch-can
sure.
wrestler?
Sure. Joint manipulation. I'll do that, too.
Perfect.
There you go.
Awesome. You do the thing. Can you do the thing with the fingers where you, like, break my fingers apart?
This is how quickly.
How do they make the sound?
It's this.
What?
It's the smacking their.
Get out.
It is.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's so dumb. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never noticed that.
Yeah, so because I
know I know the sound of the super kick is that. Is
yeah,
the, is
most
the
of the thing is you're slapping your thighs. But,
right.
But for when Marty Scurll breaks the fingers, watch what he always does this. And as the break happens, he always does that. And Pete Dunne did it in NXT.
Ah, that's so stupid. I love it. Wrestling exposed right here.
Yeah.
Catches catch can exposed.
Yeah. So this is cool. We're going to have a massive main event for Dominion.
Yeah.
Omega Okada 4. Will this finally be the time the Omega wins that belt, or is Cody going to come out and deny him the title to further that feud?
No, Okada's not losing. We're gonna feel. We're gonna understand. It's gonna be in the air when Okada loses that title. 2 out of 3 falls is Dominion. I don't think it's gonna be any screwy finish.
Yeah, because New Japan usually do screwy finishes like that. They don't really do interference finishes.
Right, exactly.
So I'd be hard-pressed to think that Cody would cost Omega directly the title. But then on the other hand, I was thinking about this morning when I read the results that the reason the Golden Lovers broke up
mm-hmm.
is because Kota Ibushi was pursuing singles accolades.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting if they did the inverse this time where Kenny... You know, after, you know, he said since they reunited, saying that they're going to establish themselves as the best tag team in the world, he's presented with this opportunity to challenge for him and possibly win the top title in the promotion, mm-hmm. goes for it, wins it. Is that going to cause some tension between the two of them?
Well, I think that'd be really cool if they did that, but I would have thought it would up the stakes a little bit if, who's the current heavyweight champions, tag champions?
Evil and Sonata. And, but the Young Bucks challenged them for a match.
Oh, at Dominion. Okay.
And they're the new openweight tag champions.
It would have been kind of cool if he literally had to choose between the matches or choose to do double duty, which seems impossible given what they do just in one match, is if he had to actually choose between should I literally go after this opportunity or this opportunity here.
Yeah.
That could have raised the stakes a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting again. And it's cool. Some of the friendos are pointing out there's a couple different channels out there. Apparently one of them had to be on Vimeo because it got shut down by YouTube that conglomerate a bunch of like shorter New Japan clips just to like the essentials.
Oh, all right.
So I might check
out.
Yeah.
You hopefully get a chance to watch Wrestling Dontaku later today.
Yeah.
Or tomorrow.
Nice. Or tomorrow. There you go. We got a lot of wrestling coming up, man.
We got Backlash this weekend. There's a new match added to the pre-show, Ruby Riott versus Bayley. Who's your pick?
Ruby Riott versus Bayley.
Yeah.
Well, Bayley.
I'm picking Ruby Riott.
Oh, because of the what's... Yeah, because she just beat Sasha, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ruby Riott needs that win.
I'll go with that, too. Mr. Michael Law, $2 super chat. Ooh, Infinity. This is not a real Infinity War spoiler, but he says it is. Batista is hilarious. That is true.
Matt Sargent, £2. Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks for the content.
£2.
Thank you.
£2. Thank you very much. Did you mention... Oh, you mentioned Taiji Ishimori, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. New Bone Soldier. That's kind of weird. Like, yeah, I'm coming to New Japan. Okay, you're going to be Bone Soldier. You mean Captain fucking New Japan? Get the fuck out of here. Keith Lee coming to NXT, Larson.
Yeah, it's from PW Torch. Quote, has learned from multiple sources that Keith Lee has signed with WWE and is expected to report to NXT in the near future after finishing up his independent dates in May. Of course, the next PWG show happening, I think, Memorial Day weekend, May 25th, is Bask in His Glory. That's Keith Lee's catchphrase, or one of them. And is being billed by PWG as Keith Lee's farewell event coming just a month after he dropped the PWG title to Walter.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it Walter versus Sammy Guevara? The title match there?
Yeah.
That's going to... Sammy Guevara might have major chest issues after
that. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he's not a big dude.
No, and Walter destroys people's chests with his chops.
He's such a fun... That should be a really great match. He's such a fun wrestler to watch, and Walter's great. But, man, Walter's going to destroy that chest.
Oh, yeah. Of course, Keith Lee had a match against Cassius Ohno at Access WrestleMania weekend. And PW Torch notes, quote, Lee got mixed reviews from WWE officials for his match against Cassius Ohno at Access during WrestleMania weekend. One source from WWE noted that right now Lee is a guy with a rep for doing moves. He's going to have to adjust his style once he arrives in WWE.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People are saying there were stream issues. Well, that just happens. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
I think that's like YouTube thing sometimes because like we're green here on the OBS.
Yeah, that's
but
fine
then we're
there.
Red up here. Yeah. So sorry about that. If you guys
our apologies.
If you guys are missing any stream, we're going to put this back up like as the full recorded version right afterwards. We're going to start uploading it so you can get the rest later.
Yeah.
Anyways, Keith Lee, coming to NXT. That's great.
Yeah, he's great.
My God, there's way too many people in NXT.
Let's get to that point, yeah.
It's awesome. It's fantastic.
An embarrassment of riches.
Power rank really quick. The top five dream matches and why is number one Lars Sullivan versus Keith Lee?
Oh, that'd be good.
That'd be fantastic. Just imagine Keith Lee throwing around Lars Sullivan.
Mm-hmm.
When is Jeff Cobb going to show up in NXT?
I think he's under that Lucha Underground contract, so it's going to be a while.
Thought they were letting people out of that, man. Yeah. No, this is great, though, man. And he seems like a real quality dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he seems like a super humble, real good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, man, me too.
Our final story here for the day.
Non-news.
Yeah, kind of. So, Glenn Jacobs, also known as Kane. He is officially the Republican nominee for mayor of Knox County, Tennessee, after winning the primary this past May 1st, Tuesday, just edging the runner-up by a mere 24 votes. And he's set to take on the Democratic nominee, Linda Haney, in the general election, and that's on August 2nd.
It's kind of crazy, man. It was in the neighborhood, I think if I remember correctly, of like 12,000 to 12,000. It was like 12,000
like 14,000, yeah.
So it was like 14,000.
Yeah, but I think there's at least three candidates running just in the Republican primary.
Did they do the recount?
No.
Okay. I would have thought that'd be mandatory, that thin of a margin.
No, I don't know.
Anyways, he's probably going to end up winning because it's a heavily Republican district also. And he's taking on Democrat Linda Haney. She's probably going to lose to Kane. Apparently, he did not buy any of his closest or his one of his rivals in the primary about some TV time criticizing him for his role as Kane.
Oh, really?
Apparently, that did nothing. According to the Wrestling Observer, anyways, Kane bought just a bunch of. He didn't buy any TV time, but he like littered the areas with signs, lawn signs. So you know, if you're going to run for public office, apparently the way to get it done,
the best value is lawn signs.
Best value is lawn signs.
Well, no, he also brought out a bunch of fellow WWE superstars to campaign with him.
Yeah,
I mean Undertaker made an appearance.
That's a big deal.
I think Daniel Bryan did too.
Really?
I thought so.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I thought that's what they said in the Observer.
You know what, man? I hope Kane is just a good dude, you know? Oh, yeah. Appeared at a Jacobs event. Yeah. That's rad. Good for him, man. That's cool. Right on. So, yeah, hopefully he'll go on and we'll have the powers of darkness. The powers of darkness. Represented. What is Undertaker going to be vice mayor? Is there a vice mayor thing?
I don't know, man.
A vice mayor, isn't there?
I don't know.
Hey, man.
It's still kind of weird to me. There's a mayor of a county.
Yeah, that is weird to me.
I thought mayors were just for cities.
You learn something new all the time, man. Christian, yeah. Christian, 29D, $2 super chat. Happy Cuatro de Mayo, friendos. Power rank tacos.
What do you prefer as your taco filling?
Okay, well, I guess you have to ask yourself, what is prime taco?
And even that is a very broad question.
Is it homemade? Is it purchased somewhere?
No, I know.
It's like the best taco.
Well, let's just say best taco, and if you can create...
So when I make tacos for the family, I use ground beef.
All right.
And then you just like
I've done that before. Get like a also ton of ground turkey, and I've used chicken.
Yeah, but I prefer ground beef.
All right.
Because it's juicy.
Yeah. I think if I can have anything in a taco, it's usually carnitas.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's good.
A good fish taco is really good too.
Is fish taco really a taco?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, fish tacos are really good.
Mm-hmm.
Rubio's has some really good fish tacos. Mm-hmm. They're super good.
Mm-hmm. I really eaten anything the last 2 days, so this so is, take well, this home taco talk is making me hungry.
Take homemade out of it. What joint has the best tacos?
A fast food is Del Taco's chicken tacos.
they're so yeah.
Rubio's fish tacos are really good.
Yeah, Rubio's has really good fish tacos. You don't like Jim Boy's tacos? Oh, you know who's got the worst tacos, but the best thing ever? Jack in the Box 2 for 99 cents.
Oh, gosh. Don't they deep fry the whole thing?
They're literally just deep fried, and they come out, and they're just like dripping with grease, and they're little pockets of just gross, and you feel so disgusting eating it, but holy crap.
Probably it tastes really good.
It tastes amazing. TD, Lincor, $5. Hey, guys. Thanks for being a great, fun podcast. I'm about to start one on my channel, and I hope to be as real as you. No too sweet, because I'm an ungovernable. Hold on. You can't be promoting your own podcast here on Going In Raw. Competition. No good.
It's fun.
We got to bury this TD Lincor guy.
Nah.
Tell us the name of your podcast, man, so we can...
Yes. Yes, please.
You can get it out to the masses.
I feel like I'm forgetting a place that has... That's like a chain. Not necessarily fast food, that has fine tacos. Whatever.
I don't know, man. I don't know. We got some questions here on the Twitter.
Cool.
And you monitor chat in case there's any good questions. Or the super chats. Let's see here.
Oh, here we go. Sean Holver. If Kenny doesn't beat Okada, who do y'all think will, and would it benefit NXT to extend to 2 hours? The only other person I could foresee beating Okada, if not Omega, would be Naito. I mean, he's the most popular wrestler in Japan, in all of New Japan.
I think it's going to be Naito. I really do. You can't deny it. He's the most popular guy there is. It's got to be Naito. But, man, this has to be like a 2-year story for him. Like, maybe we're at the end of year one, but we need another year of just solid storytelling for Naito.
I know. And here's the thing.
And maybe Jericho's going to kick that off.
If it doesn't happen on, since it's not going to happen at Dominion, Naito winning the title.
Yeah.
Then that title win is only going to happen at a major show. They have to wait all the way until this next Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least over the last 7 or so years, the ace always retains mm-hmm. at Wrestle Kingdom.
Which is why it needs to be Naito at Wrestle Kingdom, because it's got
well, that's what I thought last.
Such a big
that's
deal.
Why I thought this last year it didn't happen.
It just didn't feel like, I know for a lot of people, because I think for people who are so used to the WWE way of doing things, where it's just, oh, his time, it's his time, let's do it now. Whereas New Japan, there seems to be like real stories happening
yeah.
there. You
yeah.
know?
Sean Traina, $1.99. Chondo's Tacos by Arden Mall. Chondo's does have some good food.
Those are probably the most legit tacos. Chondo's, yeah.
They have really good tortas there, too.
Yeah, they're fantastic. It feels authentic there.
Yeah.
I'm not always a massive fan of just feeling authentic. That goes into play for him, like Del Taco. There's nothing authentic
no,
about that
but
crap.
It still tastes good.
It tastes amazing.
Yeah. The Enforcer, Stevie Bradley, $4.20. Feel better, Larson. Thank you, Stevie Bradley. I feel much better today.
You get the little subtle message there, $4.20. That's code for weed.
It's medicinal.
Yeah, get some of that medicinal, some of those medicinal cookies, man. Atlantis. Let's see here. Rachareen Dream, friendo of the show. Given if Kenny wins at Dominion, do you do Okada 5, Kenny Okada 5 in the U.S.? Do you save it? Who's Kenny's first challenger? Man, if they want to boost those ticket prices, that's what I'm thinking. It's probably going to be Jericho Naito in
San Francisco?
July, right?
Yeah, that would make sense, considering the quality main event we already got for Dominion.
Right.
That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. You have
How great would Kenny Kota be?
Oh, we're going to get that.
That'd be
we're gonna get,
for the
we're
title,
get that at some
though,
point.
For the title.
Here's the thing. You have Dominion in June. Say Kenny wins there. Then you have the G1 special in San Francisco on the 7th of July.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to be wrestling, which means that he's got to defend the title.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got All In
mm-hmm.
in September
mm-hmm.
with the G1 in between.
Yeah.
And on the last being the Elite table read, on the whiteboard behind them, it said three title matches at All In.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
So I don't know. Okada is announced for All In, as is Kenny.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Oh, W.S. Fletcher, 1999.
The Brain Man.
Congratulations. Please, if interested, everyone, support the Four Lights podcast.
Hey,
podcast. My question, aren't Riker and Crusher both commander rank even at Fairpoint? So until they
far
are
point,
far point, sorry,
get it right.
So until they are on Enterprise, why should Bev care what he says?
Okay, well, there's a difference though. It's the colors of the shirts. So if you're, I think, and I don't know this for absolute certain, but like if you're, you know, if you're the medical doctor on a ship, chances are you're pretty high up in rank. But because you didn't climb up the command ladder, the red shirt ladder, you can't boss. You can boss like people around in terms of their health. You can say you're not fit for command, even to a captain. If you're, you know, you're the lead doctor guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You're sitting out.
Yeah.
Right. And so yeah, that's going to be why she can no sell the crap out of pretty much anybody because she's a doctor. If you talk shit to her, you can be like, well, you're crazy in the head. You're
not
problems.
Fit for command.
You're out of here. Also, she's just kind of a dick to Riker. And I don't know why in that episode.
I don't remember.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, that's pretty much why. The difference is command, but when you're command, you're ordering everybody around.
Hmm. The Russell dude.
I've never seen, at least on Next Generation in that era, I've never seen a full commander in a yellow shirt in engineering.
Engineering, yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Like, I'm pretty sure Scotty, by the time the movies came around, might have been a full commander. So that might be the only instance I can think of. But otherwise, if you're like a yellow shirt, like an engineering guy, you can't be a full commander.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The Russell dude, $10. You could have an episode of Ride Along with NXT stars. Who to be? P.S. Thank you for the shout out a while back. Much appreciated. You two are real Russell dudesters.
Nice.
Ride Along with NXT talents. Oh, it's got to be Undisputed Era.
Oh, man, that'd be so good. Did you see their little iPhone promo?
No.
They did an iPhone promo. I think it was right before a house show or something. And Roderick Strong was the one filming it. He was doing it selfie style, right? So he didn't have the use of one hand. Well, for one thing, like there was way too much headroom.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs to work on his framing. But number two, because don't they have wrestlers operate cameras at certain shows?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't we hear that? Like, Babatunde or somebody like that?
Somebody.
Anyways, or Dan Matha. And at the very end, it's because, so Bobby Fish isn't there. It's Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, and Roderick Strong. Cole and O'Reilly throw up the sign, and Roderick Strong just literally says, I don't have enough hands for this right now. They're
funny.
The best.
They are the best.
They're the best.
They are the best.
King Marvelous says, do you think Corey Graves would have had a better career as a wrestler than he does as a commentator? He would have been huge.
Mm-hmm.
His look and presence and charisma alone, once he got past, hey, I'm playing a character, he would have been massive.
Yeah.
That being said, he's on the road right now to one of the best commentators of all time.
Yeah.
He really is. And if what Meltzer said in The Observer, I mean, that could have been a story on its own. Of him commenting on the lack of women at the show at the Greatest Rumble got him into some hot water, and he's apparently not as irreplaceable as he thinks. That's some bull right there.
Yeah.
Because what are you going to have, just Cole and Coach? Are you kidding me? That's crap.
Yeah.
That's garbage.
It is garbage.
So, no, he is right now. He is irreplaceable, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see here. Thomas Speller. Were you worked by Chris Jericho, or did you think he would be back in New Japan? Never trust anything Chris Jericho says as it relates to his wrestling.
Where he's going to wrestle
his
next.
Wrestling future.
Yeah.
Never trust
anything
he says.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Exactly. Yeah. JP Zammit asks, what's your favorite Star Wars movie and why? Given that it's May the 4th.
Oh, it's Empire Strikes Back. It's not even close.
Yeah, it's far and away, man.
It's the best constructed movie. It's the best photograph movie of all the Star Wars movies.
I think Last Jedi might be my number two.
Really?
Yeah, it might be my.
I need
second
to watch
one.
That again, because I walked out of that I didn't think it was bad, or I didn't enjoy it.
I watched it one more. I bought it on Amazon or whatever. So I might even watch it again, but I watched it like two more times after my initial viewing, and I've just grown to like it even more. Really dig that flick. There's a bunch of little things in it that are really, really cool.
J.S. Wooten saying Empire is garbage. Whoa.
How do I report him for being bad?
Yeah, that I might be on board with.
All right. Report. It's not letting me do it. You're lucky, J.S. You're lucky. Great friendo, that J.S. Wooten.
Yeah, he is.
Love him.
Yeah, it's Empire and then maybe, I don't know what second would be. There's a, in my mind, there's a huge gap between Empire and everything else. Empire is fantastic. One of my favorite movies of all time. Fantastic film.
Martin Gies, what are your favorite Okada matches that don't include Kenny Omega?
Oh, pretty much anything he's had over the last year.
You know, if the headbutt didn't kill Shibata, that might be my favorite.
Oh, that was fantastic.
That might be
his
my favorite.
His match against Suzuki was fantastic.
And the Suzuki one, yeah. Boy, that was good. But my favorite of all time is the time limit draw match. That was freaking masterful. Absolutely masterful.
Alex C says Rogue One is underrated. It didn't feel, I mean, in my mind, that was always like a clandestine operation to get those plans for the Death Star. I didn't realize there was a huge military operation behind the whole
it's
thing.
Like a massive battle.
I mean, I understand that's the Star Wars movie's template at the end. You got to have a huge climactic battle scene. Just didn't really seem to fit the story as I had in my mind.
Man, while you were talking just now, I had the most sustained and satisfying stomach rumble.
Oh.
It went. Rogue One, to me, suffered from the cast. I could not. The lead, I don't know her name.
Oh, Felicity Jones.
Yeah. I she was not relatable at all. And I think you kind of need somebody who mm-hmm. you want to identify with. But she was just kind of a whiny brat in that movie. And then the dude, the lead guy, I thought he was a blank slate, man. I couldn't get into that guy.
Yeah.
The droid was really good.
Yeah. The villain was really good. Ben Mendelsohn, he was good.
Oh, he was the best thing about it.
Yeah.
Ben Mendelsohn was the best thing. Him and Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, Forrest Whitaker.
Who can't do anything wrong. If you want the best Forrest Whitaker thing ever, it's transcendent. It's the S.H.I.E.L.D. season 5. Oh my God, Forrest Whitaker is amazing in that.
Yeah.
Is amazing. And it's coming off the heels of season 4, which was Glenn Close's season. And she was terrible. She stopped everything dead in its tracks.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
But he fit in so well. Oh man, Forrest Whitaker knew no wrong, in my opinion. Even back to Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
He was great. Anyways, let's see here.
Sean Atkins, $5. While we're shouting out podcasts, check out WrestlingBotchcast.com.
WrestlingBotchcast.com. There you go. Hopefully it's good. If it's bad, don't blame us. Let's see here.
What do you got?
Justin Wern. If you could have wrestlers come in for guest hosts, power rank your top 5 wrestlers you'd want as guest hosts.
Matt Riddle.
That's a good one. I'd want Kenny. I mean, this is an easy answer, but Kenny Omega, he seems like the coolest dude.
Yeah.
He seems like a real like humble down to earth guy. Braun would probably be hilarious.
Yeah.
He'd probably be really funny. So Braun. Oh,
Trent and Chuck Taylor.
Oh, that'd be great too. Yeah, that'd be awesome. My stomach just keeps growling.
Yeah, that I heard.
Let me get back on the Twitter here. Oh, great question. I can't see his name. Oh, at Sol FGC. Would you consider Darth Vader a heel or a tweener? He's a freaking heel. Are you kidding me? That's a total heel.
Oh,
man.
By the end of his
he's
arc.
He's a cool heel.
By the end of his story arc, he's redeemed himself.
Yeah, but for the vast man, you can't go around choking people literally to death.
90% of the time, he's a heel. He's taking the story all the way to its conclusion.
Well, he had a face turn.
Yeah, he had a face turn at the very end.
There's not a lot of tweener going on there, though.
No, no.
That's a face turn.
He was full on heel until the last minute face turn.
Yeah. Church Jackson. Ooh, this is a great question. What a great question.
What?
Worst gimmick member of a faction. Jeff Jarrett and Bullet Club. Hornswoggle and DX. Rodman in the NWO. Eugene in Evolution, which I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I don't remember
that
either. Okay. Was Hornswoggle's in DX?
in like probably 2006 or whatever, when him and Shawn Michaels were doing the thing. I mean, the idea that Jeff Jarrett was anywhere near Bullet Club.
Yeah, no.
That's really bad.
It is.
Trying to think of other gimmick members for factions, though.
I mean, yeah, NWO had a lot of gimmick members.
Yeah, it did.
There was like a NASCAR driver was a member.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's bad. Man, I'm trying to think. So, like, RoboCop wasn't in a faction.
No.
He was just hanging out with Sting.
Correct. Hold on a second. Let me get my list of NWO members here.
Okay.
See what the celebrity members were. Kyle Petty. He's a...
there you go. That's terrible.
Hold on.
Man.
Kendall Jenner, because she wore a Wolfpack shirt, was named as an honorary member?
Oh, get out of here. Get out of here. That's the worst one. That's the worst. At this point, Joshua Apalasok. I'd probably just butcher your name. I apologize. What do you guys think of Batista's? What are Batista's odds of actually coming back to WWE for a run?
Don't seem very good after what happened with the this last WrestleMania, where he was contacted. There were talks, and then they just stopped calling him.
Yeah.
He seems into it. And
wait, was that after this WrestleMania?
That's what he started talking about. It was for this WrestleMania.
Oh,
he was in play to be a Ronda Rousey's tag team partner.
Oh, wow!
And he said he would do it so long as they would just eventually set up a storyline with Triple H.
Yeah.
Richard Ely, $5, best game show for WWE superstars in the network, a la Hollywood Squares, is match game, match game, match game, match game.
Wait, what's the question?
Best. Oh, my goodness.
Best game show for WWE Superstars on the network. Oh. Which one's Match Game again?
It's the one from the 70s.
What's the one where you have a password? Was it called Password?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want Password. All right. That's good.
Peen Man Gaming, $2. What are some of y'all's favorite bands? Top three, maybe.
My top three is probably Radiohead, The Beatles, and Soundgarden.
Interesting.
Yeah, probably my top three bands. What about you?
We're just talking strictly bands.
Yeah.
Probably Radiohead. Maybe Pavement. I was really into Pavement.
Okay. Sonic Youth's got to be in your top three, right? Come on.
If you asked me 15 years ago,
you were Mr. Sonic Youth.
Yeah, I was really into it, but like their latter stuff just wasn't that great.
Well, the latter.
All right, I'll say Sonic Youth.
Yeah, I mean, Soundgarden's last album was
crap. Dominique Coley, $5. If you could have any band or artist to do an intro to one of your shows, which band would it be and what show would they do the intro for? I want to have Mastodon do the Going In Raw theme.
Okay, that's good.
I think that'd be pretty incredible.
I trust your judgment on that one. I want Radiohead to do the Matt Chat theme.
Oh, that's good. They have a video of Tom York dancing to it.
Yeah.
Mr. Michael Law, 2011, $2, Power Rank Top 5 Dream Stables with current roster members. You want your WB Chaos with Nakamura and Almas.
Nakamura, Almas, Ciampa. New Chaos.
All right.
There you go.
It's good.
And Sanity in there too, because they literally have like used the word chaos for that.
Yes.
This is cool. Xander McIntosh says he's currently making a Going In Raw animation.
Oh, cool!
Look at this. That's dope.
Oh man,
look at this.
What do our shirts say?
Can you guys see it? Let me make sure if you can see it. Look at that.
I want to see.
It says not a Going In Raw shirt. Also not a Going In Raw shirt. That's rad.
Cool. TD Lindcore, $2. You can't bear me. You don't own a golden shovel.
The golden shuffle. Don't need it.
Any more questions?
Woken Matt. Rocco asks, do you think after his run with Bray that Woken Matt should go above brand and delete superstars on his way out of the company? That'd be a great way to have people be released.
Yeah. Into the lake of reincarnation they go to never return.
WWE.com. Bobby Lashley has been deleted by Matt Hardy. We wish him luck on his future endeavors in the lake of reincarnation. Christian Baldridge, What are the odds for a Young Bucks WWE run? 2020. It'll happen in 2020.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
It'll happen.
It could happen. They've talked about it. I think they are enjoying their creative freedom right now.
Mm-hmm.
But they also appreciate that if they go to WWE, depending on what kind of deal they can negotiate for themselves, they could probably earn a pretty good paycheck over there. They just have to. They would never be home.
They have
and that
such,
seems to be
yeah.
relatively, you know, pretty important to them.
Yeah, they'll be able to negotiate whatever deal they want. I wonder if at that point, you know, we kind of see now the WWE easing up on the idea of no part-timers, like Rey Mysterio. Chris Jericho can come in and come out when he wants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wonder if they might be the first act that is new to the WWE and gets that treatment.
Oh, could be.
You know, like, I want to spend more time with my family, but we can make a lot of money together if you just ease the reins up on that full schedule a little
mm-hmm,
bit.
Mm-hmm.
WWE might be willing to listen.
I don't know. They didn't do that for the Hardys. They don't, you know, they don't really seem to be doing that for anybody.
Yeah.
It was a sticking point in negotiations with Rey Mysterio, too.
Yeah, look at that. Adam Mayhem trying to stir the pot here. Can Steve grow a beard or does he have beard envy?
He can't grow a beard.
I can grow a beard, damn it.
Do it then.
You know, here's the thing.
How about this?
I've never really tried.
You grow a beard, I'll wear this tank top.
I've never really tried because I've been on camera since like 2010. And I don't like going through awkward phases because it'll be awkward at first. It'll be patchy and weird at first, but I can't go through an awkward phase.
You should try it.
I don't want to try it.
Try it.
No. Because it'll just be all dirty and then all these idiots will comment, "Hey, Steve, look at your stupid beard. You trying
no,
to
I think
beard.
They'll appreciate what you're
no,
trying to
won't.
Do. You're trying to do something different.
Nobody appreciates anything. That's the thing. Nobody appreciates anything. Anyways, no, I like my baby face. Anyways, I'm going to movies tonight.
No, what are you going to see?
I don't know. We want to watch something a little different. Taking the wife out. Tower Theater has this show, this movie with Jeffrey Rush and Armie Hammer.
What's it called?
I forget. It's Portrait of Something?
Never heard of it.
Jeffrey Rush plays some artist who wants to do Armie Hammer's portrait. And he says it'll only take a couple hours. And then it ends up taking weeks and months.
Hmm.
Does that sound good to you? Should I go see that movie?
I don't know. I don't know anything else about it.
Tully. I don't really want to see Tully.
Is it Final Portrait?
Final Portrait, yeah.
There's that Wes Anderson movie.
Well, I'm going to take Alabama to go see Isle of Dogs.
Oh, all right.
But this is an Alabama free night.
Gotcha. I don't know. Yeah. I'm so out of the movie scene, I don't know what's going on.
I'm
going
to throw some popcorn at Adam Mayhem.
Why?
Because I'm going to see him wrestle tomorrow night.
Yeah, I didn't ask how. I said why.
Yeah. Because he's crap.
Well, you give him a lot of crap, too.
Do
so,
I?
Saying you're going to ban him from the office.
He is banned from the office.
No, he's not.
I'm going to put up a sign. Anyways, that's it for the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Until next time, we'll talk. There's no music. Hilton's off today, so there's no music.
It could, in theory, be off every day.
Hold on a second. I should just put the... I need to... Hold on a second. I'm going to do this now.
What?
What is it called? GIR Mix, I think it's called. Outro. Is it music? Outro?
I feel like we go through this every day.
Oh, here it is. I'm going to put this on the desktop.
Oh.
Then it's really easy.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Let's do this. And then there's some music for you. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Until next time, I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Hilton. Bye.
Good day.